Watch, London police steer down flyers for kidnapped Israeli children to avoid community tension. By Kurt Zindulka on October 31, 2023. London's Metropolitan Police sparked outrage as officers were filmed tearing down posters of Israeli children who were kidnapped by Hamas terrorists during their murderous rampage on October 7. Two police officers were filmed tearing down flyers for kidnapped Israeli children posted outside of the Collymore Chemist in Edgware, North London, which is home to a large Jewish community. The Met claimed that it was done to stop issues escalating and to avoid community tension. The London police force said that it believed that the flyers were put up specifically at that location in response to comments made online by a member of the Chemist's staff, who allegedly described Israel and its military as filthy animals. "We have no wish to limit the rights of anyone to protest or to raise awareness of the plight of those kidnapped and the terrible impact on their families," the Met said in a statement. "But we do have a responsibility to take reasonable steps to stop issues escalating and to avoid any further increase in community tension. On this occasion, that is what officers were trying to do." The incident comes as the London police force has faced increasing criticism for its refusal to crack down on activists calling for jihad against Israel on the streets of the British capital. The Campaign Against Anti-Semitism accused the Met of demonstrating a double standard by tearing down the posters of kidnapped Israeli children while turning a blind eye to extremists in the Muslim community in the city. A spokesman told the Daily Mail, the very same day that central London again became a no-go zone for Jews. "How is it that the Met police thinks tearing down posters of abducted children while allowing people to call for jihad and intifada is the right approach to easing communal tensions? This is not the first time in this period that the police have gone after images of children taken captive by Hamas while turning a blind eye to extremists with barely disguised sympathy for terrorism. It is hard not to see a double standard at play here." Conservative author Douglas Murray noted, "Interestingly enough, the same Met police allowed our public monuments to be defiled by anti-Israel propaganda. It took Lawrence Fox to remove some of it himself." Lawrence Fox, who shared footage over the weekend of himself removing anti-Israel posters and a Palestinian flag from a monument in London, added, "Palestinian flags remain draped over our national monuments. Our cenotaph is fenced off, wreaths of remembrance trashed and overturned and littered with Hamas propaganda. How can anyone have any faith in the impartiality of London Mayor Sadiq Khan Stasi?" Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to Zindulka@Breitbart.com.